FNC's Piro on election controversies. For the sake of our republic, we have an obligation to get honest and truthful answers. By Jeff Poor on November 22, 2020. Saturday, Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro insisted it was incumbent upon those in the public sphere to seek answers about the 2020 presidential election results with so many abnormalities compared to past elections. Pirro called out those opposing election scrutiny and argued those opposing it were the same ones that promoted the theory of so-called Russia collusion with the 2016 Trump campaign. Transcript as follows. Pirro: for 4 years, we listened to unsupported allegations of a conspiracy by a foreign government to interfere with our presidential election, that Russia stole the election of 2016, implanting their Russian asset, Donald Trump, as President of the United States. For 4 years, we were told Trump was a Putin puppet, a Russian asset, and that we must do everything we can to get rid of him and save America. Almost on a daily basis, the Democrat medieval minstrels in Congress put on their conspiracy show as congressmen like Adam Schiff pontificated about real evidence. Evidence that he had seen with his own eyes, evidence that required that Donald Trump be gone because America and democracy were at stake. Never, ever, not once did we see a scintilla of evidence. Never. Were we supposed to take it all on faith? They put the president and the country through hell as the work of Congress was halted and as the media every day reminded us. We were getting closer and closer to the big Russian reveal of Russia collusion that fizzled much like Rob Mueller did when he showed up and testified. And then the medieval minstrels took another show down to the sub-basement of the Capitol, where they regaled each other with fantasies of foreign interference in their medieval star chamber. In fact, they never stopped. And now just over 2 weeks, the president's lawyers come forward alleging an organized criminal enterprise, a conspiracy by Democrats, especially in cities controlled and corrupted by Democrats. The president's lawyers alleging a company called Dominion, which they say started in Venezuela with Cuban money and with the assistance of Smartmatic software, a backdoor is capable of flipping votes. And the president's lawyers alleging that American votes in a presidential election are actually counted in a foreign country. These are serious allegations, but the media has no interest in any of this. But you and I do, as we should, because 73 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. Republicans took seats in the House they said would be won in a Democrat blue wave that never came, and so far we've held the Senate. They say the risk of our giving false hopes should be enough to stop us 2 weeks later. I say the risk of not looking at what is staring us in the face is too great to not stop us. Now, the president's lawyers offered evidence by way of affidavits, which I told you last Saturday as a judge, from a legal perspective, are sworn statements of individuals signed under penalty of perjury, meaning they know they face the penalty of prosecution and 5 years if they lie. These sworn statements are factual allegations, are part of virtually every lawsuit. It's how you start a case. The president's lawyers have indicated that they have 250 such affidavits under oath. People ready to testify. People ready to face the hate that the left has inflicted upon all of us from day one. And you know what I'm talking about? Let's not kid ourselves. There's not a lot of violence going on right out there now because they believe they got their way. Forgive me. But I believe the only important thing is making sure that the American people and Lady Justice get their way, consequences be damned. On Thursday, Rudy Giuliani made clear the Democrats' cities were targeted by crooked Democrats who stole votes. These were cities where they were comfortable with corruption, where political corruption ran through the bloodlines of cities like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and Detroit. He described election night numbers going in the favor of Donald Trump, but by the next morning, absurd increases in Biden votes. Curious, so many mail-in ballots for Biden with no down-ticket vote. In Atlanta, a sworn affidavit under penalty of perjury. The affiant, a Fulton County observer, says she observed absentee and mail-in ballots being counted. Many of the boxes of ballots had voted for 100% Biden, zero Trump. The ballots appeared to be perfectly filled out as if they were pre-printed with the presidential candidate selected. Another declarant, who holds dual doctorates in economics and engineering from Stanford, states that Georgia uses Dominion voting systems, which has a history of technical glitches. And in Atlanta, these software glitches could have affected thousands of absentee mail-in ballots. On November 4, Biden received a batch of 134,886 votes at 6:30 in the morning. In Wisconsin, the day after the election, Biden received a dump of 143,000 votes at 3:42 a.m. The upshot in the graph is stunning. It suggests there was a pause, and then a filling in the needed votes to win. How do we know this? We knew it through affidavits, those sworn statements where you can actually go to jail if you don't tell the truth. Interesting, though, isn't it? Adam Schiff and the Democrats can lie to us literally for years with no consequences to them. But American citizens who put themselves on the line and face the disdain, the hatred and threats of others, in a case like this, essentially, get prosecuted, and witnesses are putting themselves in the line of fire simply because they heard or saw something that was incredibly dangerous to speak of, but about which they chose to speak. Two individuals and one Dominion employee signed an affidavit. And yet there is a hue and cry by the media to see these affidavits. Many of them are already on file in lawsuits across the country. But these witnesses, many of them are seeking protection and therefore their safety until the time that it is necessary for them to testify. Does anyone really believe that they are exaggerating when they say they are in fear? Does anyone really think that the group that brought us hysteria, division and chaos for 4 years while Donald Trump was president, and now is unusually calm, wouldn't react to a narrative different than the one that they are comfortable with now? I ask you, what is the problem in seeking to confirm that this election had no irregularities? Why have we found thousands of ballots after the election was called? Why were observers not allowed to watch? Which was their legal right? And additionally, to make sure that everything was done correctly? As an aside, on November 5, I tweeted that there were complaints of voter fraud. Where is the FBI and the DOJ? The tweet was removed because some or all of the content was disputed and might be misleading. I then asked my girlfriend, Jackie, to tweet the exact same thing. She did, and her tweet has not been removed, leading me to believe that it's got nothing to do with algorithms, and that the censorship going on in this country is the censorship about individuals. Censorship of people is in full play now. Why was there an overnight popping of the vote tabulation that cannot be explained for Biden? The issue now is, are there enough trend lines to overturn an election in an individual state? Can a court throw out thousands of votes because of instances of fraud or overvoting? How can we assess whether the provisional ballots are to be counted if a voter shows up to vote and is told he or she has already voted by mail? How do we handle that? How do we handle the judges in Pennsylvania and the Secretary of State in Georgia who unilaterally changed the election law without the appropriate legislative authority? Should these states be able to certify when there is a constitutional issue that clearly only the legislature can change the election rules? How is it that Biden underperformed Hillary in every city except the four cities that Rudy accused of being corrupt Democrat strongholds? These are the questions that aren't going away. For the sake of our republic, we have an obligation to get honest and truthful answers, in fact, demand them. Stay tuned. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.